أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ويسألونك عن الجبال فقل ينسفها ربي نسفا فيذرها قاعا صفصفا لا ترى فيها عوجا ولا أمتا. In the ayat that passed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after relating to us what had happened in the Banu Israel, the Israelites, Allah spoke of the moment when people will come out of the grave. Allah spoke of the blowing of the horn, the blowing of the trumpet, which will mark the resurrection. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the mujrimeen, the sinners, the criminals, on that day of Qiyamah, how they will react and what condition they will be in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of a little debate among themselves with regards to how long they stayed in the grave. Some of them will say, we only stayed here for about 10 days. And others will say that we stayed here for a day, could have not been more than a day. That is how short and how brief that life, which is known as Hayat al-Barzakh, the life of Barzakh, between this realm and the next realm, the stage between the dunya and the akhirah, alam al-barzakh, it could be up to 1,000 years for some, up to 100 years for others, up to many, many years. But they will come out thinking it was just a day or up to 10 days that they had spent in that realm, that stage between this world and the next. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْجِبَالِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah number 105 of Surah Taha, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they ask you about the mountains, meaning what will happen to the mountains on the day of Qiyamah. Allah spoke to us previously about the transformation of the earth. This entire earth will be transformed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when they come out of the grave, they will consider this earth to be a completely different planet. They'll think they are on a different